The firefighters' annual parade of lights returns to Mattawa on Saturday, November 26. The Christmas event is brought to you by your local fire department, noted Chelsea Grant, the town's communications and digital strategies coordinator. The parade begins to roll out at 6 p.m. It will be difficult to top last year's procession, as many residents felt the 2021 parade was the best one they've seen roll through Mattawa's streets. However, the fire department and the town are up for the challenge, and intend to make this one a parade to remember. See. Mattawa still glowing after successful parade of lights. We're going back to the original route, Grant noted, which means the parade starts at the old nursing home on 10th Street, down Bridges Street to 1st, which continues onto Main. From there, it will take the roundabout on Highway 17 and roll on down to the Mike Rodden Arena. The parade is expected to take about an hour, Grant explained, and from 7 to 8 p.m. there will be free skating and hot chocolate at the arena. The fire department is also lighting up a bonfire to warm up frosty parade-goers. The highlight for many will be Santa's visit. Of course, Santa wouldn't miss Mattawa's parade, he always rides in the last float drawn by the fire department. And once again he's taking time after the parade to meet with the local kids. He'll be upstairs at the arena after the parade until 8 p.m. As for floats, the more the merrier, and there is no official registration package to complete this year. All you have to do to participate is sign up with the town by contacting Chelsea Grant at 705-825-3486. Any member of the fire department can also take your registration, Grant noted. Last year, 19 floats participated, and Grant mentioned that as of last week, there were already 15 signed up for this year's parade. It's going well so far, and I'm expecting quite a few more to come in. I think it's going to be a great show again this year, Grant said. Last year everyone really enjoyed it, and I think it's going to be even better this year. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.